Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we left off with the end of the Chayadim in Siman Daled. We're discussing putting salt into a food. So he has a fascinating idea that it's possible to have bittul on the salt, because since, according to one opinion, salt does not cook easily, when the person puts the salt in immediately, the salt is bottle into the food, whereas it does not become usur until after it cooks for a while. That rule of that something is yesh matirin is not bottle only applies in a case where it is distinct at the moment when it becomes usur, and then it becomes mixed in. But at the moment of isur, it was not distinct, it was already bottled, so then you would not apply the rule of the Rishesh Matirin Afil Be'alav Loi Bottle. So Chayadim says, therefore, the person adds salt into the food. The food does not become usur because of that, the salt is bottled into the food, based on the rules of Zev Zagarim, and the Rishesh Matirin does not apply, etc. So this is practical. The concept person has to be aware of that there is a halachic concern of Maaseh Shabbos. When a person cooks by mistake, there's a concept of Maaseh Shabbos. In regards to the halachas of Shehiya and Chazara, a person leaves food on the fire in a improper halachic fashion. Or a person returns food to the fire in a improper halachic fashion, so the item is going to become usher to benefit from. The person cannot eat it on Shabbos. The person has to wait till after Shabbos. So the concept over here does apply. So this is one example of that. A person makes a mistake in halacha and does a b'shergeg. There's more room to be lenient, as we mentioned, the opinion of the Gra, but we'll see some limitations to that leniency as we go along further in the Chayadim. Moving on to Siman Hey. Siman Hey, the Chayadim discusses the concept known as Dabar Gush. Dabar Gush is the idea that a solid maintains heat, even in a klisheni, different than a liquid. A person puts a liquid into the pot, the liquid moves around, and all of the liquid interfaces with the walls of the pot. The walls of the pot are cool, instead of the walls of the pot helping to heat the food, which is what happens in a klirishin, the walls of the pot actually do the opposite. They cool the food. The cool walls sap energy and heat out of the food. So all of the liquid, as it circulates, touches the walls, and this process happens. Whereas if a person has a solid, it puts a solid down into the klisheni, and the place where the outside of that food touches the kli, there's an interface, and the heat is being transferred. But the inside of the food remains quite hot, because it is not directly coming in contact with the walls. So this idea of klisheni saps the heat and cools it off to the point that it can't cook. What arguably does not apply to a davar gush. Now this is a machlokes in halacha. It's actually mentioned in Yeridaya. It's the primary discussion in regards to the halachas of transferring flavors, prohibited flavors, from one kli to the other. Requires heat. The davar gush maintains its heat, is able to transfer flavor. But the Magen Avraham applies that concept to here to Hilchos Bishul, that it is a problem in Bishul as well. The Mishnah Berurah follows the opinion of the Magen Avraham that there is a din of Dabar Gush that it can cook even in a klisheni in regards to Shabbos as well. So now there are ways to differentiate between a case of a solid which is with liquid and it's put into the klisheni, So since the liquid is constantly moving, it's touching the cell and it's touching the walls as well. So that will cause the heat inside the davar gush to dissipate, albeit more slowly than the rest of the food, but it'll dissipate. That's different than the case you're putting a salad into the kli sheni without any liquid. So it's there together with the liquid. So we're going to assume that the din of davar gush does not apply. If it's there by itself, we're machmer to be concerned about the possibility of davar gush. There potentially are some other potential limitations to davar gush, but let's see the siman inside Beis Hashem in the next year, and we'll clarify those points. Meanwhile, have a good day.